Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I am your host, JP, joined by the other host, the co-host, the man, the myth, Mr. Nick Martin. Hello, Nick. How's it going today, dude?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You're doing a whole lot better. You picked up a brand new car today.
Well, not brand new. It's a Cadillac, 2013 Cadillac with 30,000 miles on it.
All right. Well, it's brand new.
Got out of the Hyundai. That was a good play right there.
You definitely stepped up your game when it comes to the ride.
Yeah.
Howdy, man.
And I can move again too. So yeah, the jujitsu's not kicking my ass too much right now. So
good. We'll get to that a little bit. Today we've got a couple of really kick-ass, amazing, awesome guests. And for all you peeps in Oregon, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, checking out this episode. This one's going to be super duper extra special for you. Joining Dadcast are former running back from the University of Oregon, Mr. JJ Jones, and of course, linebacker Daquan McDowell. Gentlemen, how are you guys today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us. Excited to be here. Everything's good. Can't complain. Healthy, you know, can't complain with those that going on.
Did I get your positions right?
You did.
All right. Good. I didn't see too much excitement coming out. He was like, uh-oh, did I get it wrong? Bad. There's JP.
He's like, I was the quarterback, damn it.
it's so removed. It's kind of weird talking about it now. It's so many years as it has passed since I had put on the uniform. So I often forget that I,
you know, understand that team. That we're doing our thing from Oregon. So it's, and as you know, the Oregon fans, they're pretty passionate around here. So me throwing that out there is just a little bump, a little extra, little something for everyone watching. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. The premise, if you weren't aware of Dadcast, of course, is we do our best to talk all things dad and the path and the journey that has led to all of us sitting here right now talking with each other when it comes to that. So with that being said, I'm just going to start out with Quan. Quan, how many kids you got?
I only have one.
One child.
3-year-old daughter. It's my twin, by the way. Love her to death.
How old is she?
3.5.
3.5, man. Isn't that such a great age? You know, they're talking better. It's everything. So how was that for you being a somewhat fresh dad?
Oh, it's a journey. It's a journey of adapting and learning and growing together. Just seeing how much she is progressing just from, you know, crawling, walking to talking to full sentences. She'd be hitting me with words that I'm just like, you know what that is? And I'm just like, wow. It's like, you know, and just always picking up where she's at and then trying to push her to become the best version of herself and give her the things that I lacked growing up myself. But I love it. She's very strong. I got to keep her physically moving because she's just full of energy. And just the strength and the body type that she has right now. I'm loving it.
Good stuff. JJ, what about yourself?
Oh, no kids. No kids. I'm single as a Pringle. So no
single
kids.
Single as a Pringle. So we're just going to refer to you as an up-and-coming dad then.
There we go.
At some point in the future, maybe, right?
The goal is to be a father eventually. So definitely, I like that right there.
Good.
That's a good segue into your podcast too, which is about encouraging dads, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the idea came, you know, with Quan being a father, and I saw how he was with his daughter. He came to me one day and kind of, you know, he was posting some positive messaging, encouraging dads to be in their kids' lives. And he kind of just asked my opinion. I was like, you know, we could do a lot more with this. I think you got something here. So we decided to make a podcast, you know, Quan being a dad. He has that first experience, and me, I'm not a dad, but I had a dad who didn't know his dad. So I brought that experience from a kid who was raised by a parent who didn't have a father there. And how did he, you know, he was a pretty good father, I would say. So that combination together, I think we bring a unique perspective to the topic of fatherhood.
Very cool.
Excellent. And is that podcast getting ready to launch? You guys got any episodes in the can? What's the deal with that?
Tomorrow we're launching a podcast called New Baby Smell.
New Baby Smell, that's the title.
That's the title of the actual podcast. Our podcast name is Rise of Black Fathers. Rise OBF is all our social media. And then the Rise of Black Fathers, you can find us on pretty much all podcast platform. So Spotify and Apple Music is our main ones. And then if you go to riseobf.com, you'll see all our other platforms we're on in case you don't use those two.
Oh, that's amazing, man. That's what we in this world absolutely needs more of. Just dads using the platform and, you know, putting that word out that how important our roles are and how important it is to be a good dad. And, you know, even just being in our children's lives, man, that's great. It, now, not being that you're not a father yet, JJ, does this entering this world, I know you mentioned earlier, you know, your father didn't really have a father, but entering this adventure with Quan, is that something that you find comes to you easy, or is it a learning experience as we go, being that you're not a dad yet? How is that working for you?
It's great, man. I will say our conversations we've had are almost therapeutic to be able to learn and looking at my father and looking at current fathers who are my age and how they parent, I feel like I'm going to be equipped when that time comes. And I'm excited for that moment. You know, it's not a situation where I'm scared of it. It's more of like I'm doing the work beforehand so that when I do have a kid, I'm as prepared as I could be when that time comes. And that's what it's all about. We're trying to be the best people we could be, whether you're a current father, want to be father, want to have a relationship with your father. The more you can learn, the more you can grow from each other, the better we'll all be at the end of the day.
Definitely. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, JJ. Ready? This is important. Okay. You might want to write this down.
I'm ready.
There's not nearly enough preparation you think you can ever do. Okay. You can read all the books. You can watch all the movies. You can take all the notes you can ever handle. And then all of a sudden when that day comes along, it's like you forgot it all. Yeah. But it's the greatest thing ever. It is absolutely the greatest thing ever. Quan will tell you. I'm sure he already has, huh?
Already has. They say that all the time.
I grew up, I'm the oldest of six boys, so you know I helped my mom with you know, just with my little brothers growing up, and then compared to actually having a child, completely different. I knew a little bit of extra things, but yeah, oh yes, it's completely different.
And you have a girl, so it's like it's way different than boys. Yeah.
Ooh, if we want to talk about emotional intelligence, happens to
Now, are you is mom involved with you in your life? Does she have?
Yeah, we're co-parenting.
Okay, good, because that's it's hard otherwise. I mean, that's a good thing because you know we talk about this dad cast and we forget to mention sometimes that you know the moms in the lives, you know, it's very very important that they're in the lives too, and it's so thankful that the children that do get both and both of them that are good how. Very, very important that is to go with as well.
I agree.
Getting some funkiness on the internet connection, I think, here. So what are you guys up to? So when is this? I mean, you talked about the podcast. When does it drop? When can we hear it? When can I get my nitty-gritty ears on the listening to that?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the exact... Wednesday, July 28th, should be launching at midnight. It should be posted live, barring any technical issues. This is our first time. So hopefully everything works well the way it's all scheduled up. But Wednesday, July 28th is when we'll be live. And then we'll be posting every other week on Wednesday after that.
And just to clarify with you, JJ, that's midnight today, right?
Wednesday, still July 28th. Yep.
All Wednesday. We're good.
We're good. As soon as you wake up Wednesday, July 28th,
he'll be there. And, you know, by the time this particular episode actually drops, they may have a few in the can already. So, go check out those podcasts, man.
Yeah, I've been checking out the clips. It's good stuff for sure. It's definitely a lot of stuff that can help with, you know, raising your kid, just advice. And I'm excited to see a full episode. So,
I appreciate that. This first one that we're kicking off with is just discussing the ups and downs of being a new parent. That's what it is.
I got to ask, tell me about your music too, man. That music video I watched with your daughter. Awesome. So good.
Yeah. Honestly, it kind of goes hand in hand with,
Hold up. I'm actually say, what's your name, man? You got to tell the people what's your name.
You got a point there.
Come on, man. What's your name, man?
So I go by the name of Visionary. V-I-5. I-O-N 4 A-R-Y. The 54 comes from my organ number. And then I got a song already dropped called Leap of Faith that kind of explains that process a little bit more. You know, if you, you know, you can tap into that. But to backtrack on the song I made with my daughter called Baby Girl featuring Gia, and which is my daughter's name, by the way. So to give you the, like, the back context of it, when I was talking to JJ, I was actually in Eugene at the moment. And when we had that conversation of like, man, we're having these conversations with ourselves, we need to share with the world. I was riding back to Portland to talk with one of my homies, pull up on him. And in my head, I was thinking like, man, I need to make a song for the Rise OBF. And while I'm at it, why not make a song towards my daughter as well? So that stuck in my head. By the time I got home, I wrote them down and really spent some time and got those together. It was really easy to do. It was it's just all real emotions. But to me, that song is like, you know, every day is a blessing. I'm not promised tomorrow. So just knowing that, I would like to leave an everlasting effect message to my daughter. And it's just like, you know, just how I was writing is just, it's just like a letter to her. And, you know, just to be able to reflect on that throughout her life. And then when I recorded it, there was a couple of places in here. I like fine tuned it and added her to it. Cause you know, I first got the draft. I was having her listening to it. She was rocking with it. You know, she learned the chorus. I was like, oh, I promise you, having my daughter sing the chorus to that song just touched my soul so much. I swear to God and everything I love, I don't care what that song does. That alone is everything that I cared about. So, and she'll tell me when we driving, like, Daddy, I won't play my song. You know, we're playing it, we rocking, we singing together.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so, you know, she already knows the lyrics. She's learning the chorus. She just keep going with it. And I had her on it. I even got like, you know, some bloopers. I guess kind of like the behind the scenes of us recording it together. And then, you know, it's just a beautiful song that's just meant for her. And she loves it. And that's all I care about at the end of the day. So we made the video. Everybody loves visuals. We did the video, and you know, we wanted to show, you know, just strengthen the message even more, get people visual with it. And it was great. But that's all it was. Something that she can look back on and be like, wow, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm a fan. So it was good stuff, man.
Nick, do you actually have a full copy of that song in video form?
I have it. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Can we put it in the episode?
What was that?
Can we tag it in our episode? Like put it in the
episode? All right, cool. So everyone watching this right now, whenever awesome. It may be, make sure you watch this entire episode all the way through to the end, because I'm going to drop that video as soon as we're done talking to them boys here at the end of this episode, which will be fun.
That's dope. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. So any kids, brothers and sisters in line? In the future for Gia, maybe, possibly? Quan?
I mean, I want four altogether.
Okay.
I'd love to have two boys and two girls, but I'm not trying to rush anything. You know, so in the meantime, when I find my true life partner, you know.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But, you know, I'll probably say another 2-3 years before I would really like to have one. But I'm not trying to put no timeline on it as well. You know, happens. But, you know, first I need to find my partner, and we need to be on the same page. We need to be on the same page before.
And even before that, JJ's got to get on in the club anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You can't have two before I get one, man. Don't leave me in the dust.
Now, you mentioned earlier your podcast basically ran around the themes of the ups and downs of you raising your girl. We don't want to go positive first. We don't want to end with a negative. So what we're going to start with the negative and go with the positive. Share some of those. What have been some of the negatives, the hardships for you raising your little girl up to this point so far? And, you know, because it's different for everyone, man.
I would probably say just really in the beginning and just really learning to that emotional intelligence. It's kind of like what I was talking about before, before she can even talk, you know, you have to be very in tune with what she wants, what she needs, You know, you're caring for a whole nother child at that point. I'm 100% responsible for her. And, you know, I just have to learn and figure out. So that was kind of like some of the struggles there. You know, when a baby's crying at night, you know, going through that phase, all parents can relate to that. You know, child might just, whatever, whether you're hungry or, you know, night terrors or whatever it is, you know, middle of the night, you woken up, you have to soothe your child and make sure that you're taking care of that. I'd probably say, you know, we're co-parenting, so, you know, I see her, but in, you know, growing up, I always envisioned living with, you know, having the family together. So that's why, you know, what I was talking about moving forward, I need my partner, and I have no intentions on that. You know, I want my family in-house. So we're making the best out of this situation there. That's just a personal, I'd like my daughter to be with me every day, but realistically, that's just what it is. Other hardships. It's also, I don't know if you, I don't really view them all as hardships as well, just because I feel like it's just my responsibility. I have to adapt to it and I have to grow through it. It was kind of hard to like really, the only hardship that I guess is I don't see her as much as I would really want to.
And that absolutely like counts. And that is, I can't imagine, man. I mean, my daughter, she's 8 years old. She just turned eight. Okay. I just got back from Vegas. I was gone for 6 days. So it was without her. She was with, you know, her aunt for 6 days. Of course, we FaceTimed every single day, but piece of my heart's missing during that time. Get back. And she's so super hooped up. You can see us together for a day. We drive home. She stays, you know, at home. And then all of a sudden, after seeing dad for literally 24 hours, she's like, "Dad, can I go spend the night at my friend's house?" And then, okay, it's summertime. We got it. Okay. So she goes to stay the night at a friend's house. And then the next night, it's, "Can I stay at grandma's house?" It's okay. So that was last night. Now, here we are tonight. And I haven't got the phone call yet. As soon as you and I are done, plan on going to pick her up and bring her home. But I would not doubt if at some point during that time, "Dad, can I go stay at my other friend's house?" And it's like,
is where you follow up with, "Hey, is it cool if I just go stay in Vegas for another 6 days?"
I would have. You don't get me wrong.
Oh, man.
Are you guys fans at all of WWE at all, even growing up?
Growing up, yeah. Yeah, I was on it.
I got today? Confirmed. SummerSlam tickets at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play in Vegas. Got four of them. They're like super good seats. It's for my son's birthday. He's going to be turning 11 in less than 2 weeks, and he's a big fan. So I'm going back to Vegas for the fifth time in 5 months. Okay. Next month for that. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm really excited.
I feel like you've like to crush me every episode we have now for the last 2 weeks. Hey, guess what I got? You're not coming with me.
Are you able to see the stadium?
Yes, I actually took the tour when I was there last. And have you seen it, been inside or seen it?
I live in Vegas, and I used to work and go all around there for work. So I seen them from like when it was concrete all the way to the finished product.
Oh, sweet.
So you live in Vegas now?
I do live in Vegas now.
Cool. But have you taken the actual tour that they put on?
I haven't taken the official tour. I like work related. I walked around and saw everything, but I haven't got the full spiel and the glitz and glamour and why this is there and that. So
I'm not into giving people spoilers, so I won't do that. Right. But I will say that you should absolutely, if you have the means, take that tour before it's too late, because I don't know how long they're going to be offering it the way they presented it. And there's a super duper special surprise. They take you into the nitty gritty of the stadium, and something happens that is just not expected. And it's just really, really cool. And if you're a Raider fan, are you a Raider fan?
Unfortunately, I am not.
Okay. Well, it's even better if you are a Raider fan. And if you're not, well, then you might be like, "That was pretty cool, but whatever," and move on.
All right.
But that begs to ask, who is your NFL team, JJ?
You know, I do not have an NFL team, surprisingly. I think growing up in L.A., there was no home team. I wasn't rooting for the Chargers. In San Diego, that was the closest team. So I never really gravitated to a team. I just liked players. So players that kind of mimic my style, your shorter, kind of quick running backs is kind of who I kind of gravitated to. So my favorite running back growing up was Priest Holmes.
for the All Chiefs. Right. Mm.
The Chiefs were my team for a while. Him and Dante Hall.
I was gonna say Napoleon Kaufman, man.
I don't even know who that is. I'm not gonna
lie to you right there. YouTube him, man. You will the little itty bitty running back that just reds, dude. He was just so okay. good. And he was a Raider. Just throwing that out there.
Gotcha.
Well, I grew up in the in LA too, in Ventura County, Southern California. Okay. But I was there. I grew up when they were the LA Raiders, so that's kind of why I became a Raider fan and just stuck with it through and through. And my kids are now Raider fans too, which a lot there of people you pass down the likes. Yeah. And of course, USC. Now, since you guys played for Oregon, but you also played, does that make you like an automatic Duck fan, or do you have different colleges you root for?
Yeah, so growing up, I was an SC fan through and through. I mean, Reggie right. Bush, I had the SC pajamas, clock, hamper,
right.
comforter. I had everything. My mom went to SC as well, so just naturally. But then when I went to Oregon, it was Oregon first, and then anybody in the Pac-12 after. So I'm a Pac-12 fan. It's kind of how I describe that. Nice.
What about you, Quan?
I'm Oregon, baby. I'm Oregon.
All right. Okay. I'm SC. I have a hard time living in Oregon when football season starts, because I'm pretty passionate and I got a loud mouth. And well,
I live in Seattle, so you know, a lot of my friends are Wazoo. I met so many Wazoo, so I have to defend, but I represent correctly. All y'all Oregon fans, I represent correctly. And even all them dogs out there too, you know, I let them know what's up as well. So I'm out here by myself representing the right way. We're doing it correct.
Are you going to pass that along to the daughter? Or are you going to let her make up her own mind? Or are you going to give it just a little bit of nudge in the right direction? What kind of father are you going to be when it comes to that?
You know what? It's going to be how I visualize it. You know, preferably she'd get a full ride scholarship somewhere, you know, and wherever she wants to go. You know, of course, you don't know, me and her mom both went to Oregon. And then, you know, so got that. But whatever the best offer is, whatever has to, you know, whatever fits her needs, it's going to be her ultimate decision at the end of the day. Now, my 2 cents at the time, a big 2 cents. But outside of that, you know, wherever she want to go is good. I'm good. Coming.
The right decision. I just hope my kids go to school. You know what I mean? I hope they decide that, you know, once high school's over, they want to pursue that. And, you know, and then again, if not, I will support any and every decision that they do make. Because, I mean, college is not cheap.
I know. I'm like on the verge of that with, what, two of mine right now?
Right.
One's on his way and the other one's going to graduate this coming school year. So I'm like, oh.
And Nick, if you weren't aware, Nick has about 337 kids. So it's starting to get pretty expensive. I'm on it now.
Gotcha. But yeah, no, one of them, I think my son is going to go to U of O. He's been talking about doing band up there and stuff. So that's going to be pretty cool. I have a bunch of friends that went to U of O back when I was in high school that were in the band, and a bunch of other friends that played football up there. So
where'd you guys go to school?
I didn't go to college, actually. I had babies. So I ended up having to get a job and doing the life thing. So
I always wanted to go to SC because I grew up in SoCal and was just a stone's throw. And my senior year, I was invited to a frat party on campus. And I might have been a sophomore. All I know is I should not have been there. And man, that was just okay. This is the life for me. I am in. And
I can tell you what, though, U of O parties.
Oh, I never experienced them. I just, you know, this was a frat party at the school I was going to go to, you know. But I ended up going. You know, it turns out that my junior and senior years, I decided marijuana was way cooler and, you know, just worked and, you know, was that burnout guy for a while. Then I started working and then I quit all that garbage and years later became a dad and became responsible and started working at radio. And here we are. But I did 4 years of community college to answer that question at Moore Park College in Ventura County. There you go.
Love it.
Not nearly as cool as going to the U of O. Did you do what I asked earlier and write those
I
questions.
I did. I came up with some. We have a.
Let me introduce it.
Yeah,
are you ready? So this is a brand new segment that I'm incorporating for Nick that we are going to debut with you guys. Yeah, I'm calling it Nick's Fast Five. And it's five random questions that are going to be asked quickly. And you must not think about them and just answer quickly off the top of your head if you guys are in. Are you ready?
All right. I got one question. Are we going back and forth or do we just yell out our answers together?
That's a good question. Normally, we only have one guest. So it's stupid of me to even introduce this when there's two of you at the same time.
let's just roll with it and you guys can yell them out.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
All right, Quan, you first. We're going to go back and forth.
So all right. First question. What is your go-to order at your favorite hometown restaurant?
Made right. Made right with cheese.
Mm. All right. Question number two. What do you wish you had known when you started out?
What did I win?
Started out, let's see, gosh, that's a, I didn't, yeah. let's go back, start out playing football. What do you wish you would have known when you started out playing football?
Ooh, that's a great question right there. Oh man, I just messed up your fast round. Oh, my bad, my bad. I guess enjoy as much as you can. Don't put so much
pressure. I like that. What makes you feel inspired?
Oh my goodness, there's so much that makes me feel inspired. But just to name off a few is just the idea of becoming the best version of myself, being able to help other people out, travel the world, see more, do more, get up, enjoy life, just be thankful for your life. You know, those are just a few things just off the top of my head. There's a lot of things to be inspired about in this world.
Okay, this one's a long one. If you could go turn back time, talk to your 18-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself?
Trust yourself. I think at that time, I listened to a lot of noise. I listened to a lot of chatter. I let people influence a lot of my decisions. Where if I would have just trusted my gut and did what was best for me, at the end of the day, whatever that outcome was, only person you can blame is yourself. So.
All right. So last question. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
It's a good one.
Right. I'd have a picture with me and my daughter on there. Me and my daughter.
Nice.
Honestly, it'd be a picture from one of our videos, man. She loves that video so much. You know, she gave, you know, after I showed her, before I showed anybody else, she's like, look at my movie. That's what she calls my movie. And, you know, so she gave me some hugs. I love you so much. I was like, man, I love you too, baby. And then honestly, it would just be a picture of me and her up on there. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Right. I'm going to answer that one too, since it's the last one.
All right.
I would have the words, you know, do your best. I think oftentimes people try to do too much or they have a whole bunch of high standards for themselves. But if you do your best that one day and whatever your best is, I think overall, you know, you'll be a happier person in life. So
mm-hmm. Dig it. All right. I'm going to add one extra one to this mix because I'm having too much fun. All right. And it's for both of you and you can answer however you feel like. All right. Quan, I'll ask you first. You can spend an afternoon watching any sporting event with any sporting person alive or dead. Who is it and what are you watching? Any athlete, I should say, alive or dead, and any game in any sport. What sport? Who's the athlete?
In all honesty, Muhammad Ali is going to be the athlete. Okay. The sporting event, honestly, it's either going to be football or boxing. Probably whichever one's longer because I want to spend as much time with him as possible. You know, I've watched this whole documentary on himself and I'm so inspired by that man. You know, I always have been inspired by that man that I would love just to just be in his presence forever.
All right.
Conversation that would come from. Yeah. I would, so much that's going to come from that.
All right. That's a good question. My sport would be softball because it's my favorite sport to watch. And I'll probably have to watch it with primetime. I just feel like whatever, if it's a competition, he's going to be into it to pick his brain, similar to kind of what Quan said about Muhammad Ali, to be in his presence. You know, that's one of my favorite athletes. I love him coaching now as well. So those probably be the two I'll merge together.
Very cool. I'm going to go ahead and answer this one too, just for what I'm going through. So my athlete would be Joe Rogan, because not a lot of people know he's an athlete first and an actor commentator second. My sport would be UFC. So I know what's going to happen to me when Josh Berkman kicks my ass.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Gentlemen, let me break this down for you here.
We can't announce everything on this episode. We can give them bits and pieces.
No, we can announce, because this episode is going to drop long after event 7-4.
Long after, yeah. So I might not even be alive.
Yeah, no, this might be a posthumous episode with Nick Martin. But
in memory of.
Josh Berkman is a UFC fighter. Don't know if you've heard of him. He's had good success.
He's the fastest knockout in the UFC.
Yeah, he's a legitimate badass, okay? We had him on the show few weeks back, and his episode drops in a few weeks. But during the course of the show, Nick over here decided he wanted to throw down the challenge. And long story short, in 3 weeks, Nick Martin is legitimately, for real, fighting Josh Berkman in an exhibition match in a facility up here in Oregon. We're flying him out. We're going to film it. I'm going to make it vlog style. And I still don't know why. I'm still not figured out why, Nick, or you're putting yourself through this, but it's happening. Nick's training jujitsu hard every single day to fight a guy who's retired. Nick is in his 40s, and we'll see how that goes.
So this challenge happened while I was going through COVID, keep in mind. So I wasn't clear in thought, but then I'm like, you know what? I threw it out there. I'm not backing down. Kind of an inspiration thing for other dads and old guys with dad bods to step up. And
with Josh Berkman, about 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, and he does not have a dad bod at all.
My money's on Nick for sure. Just send me the link. I'm tuning in. I'm going to be cheering you on for right now.
I'll tell you what, couch. If I win, I'm not going to join the UFC, but I will cash out. I'll be like, you know what? Maybe one fight. Give me the money.
You've all seen that movie with Kevin James, right? The high school teacher who went into the UFC. I did. That's literally what's happening in real life right now. But I don't think he's going to have as much success. I love you, brother. I love you to death, man. I'll take a bullet for you, but yeah. I don't see it happening unless he lets you.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to underestimate you. You've been working hard. I can see it. I got my money on you.
I'll knock his chin.
Well, thanks, man.
Fights out. Over with.
Yeah,
I think that would be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, if I keep my boxing game going and don't get taken down to the ground, I think I'm okay.
There you go.
If he takes me down to the ground, it's all over. Like, he's gonna choke me out in like 2 seconds, and it's gonna hurt. So
stay up, watch a ton of YouTube of Muhammad Ali, because
a lot of Mike Tyson. Like, that guy was a beast. You know, he's got the great knockout and.
Oh, I'm scared for him.
Just keep moving.
When is this happening again? And where in Oregon?
So Grant's passed to Oregon. He's going to fly out August 30th. We're going to do our little exhibition thing, the 31st at 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu in Grant's Pass. And we're going to do a rafting trip, dinner, if I can eat. It depends on how bad he messes up my face. And then a little like another podcast, dad style, just talk about our kids and that kind of stuff. And
you should do all of those things prior to the fight.
I probably should, but we don't have time. So I'm going to toughen up and make it happen.
There we go.
It's going to get filmed, edited. Our agent is hopefully going to shop it to some networks, and we'll see what happens. If it gets picked up, cool. If not, it was a fun time, and
we'll keep on grinding.
Experience that, you know, you don't get every day. So.
Remember, you have children.
I know.
It's
a big motivational thing. Getting guys to get up, get in shape. Plus, if you're over 40 and you have a 1-year-old, you know how fast those little guys run? It's crazy. Yeah.
It takes advice from the old guys. JJ, Quan, you guys don't want to keep waiting on this. You want to get them sooner than later.
Yeah,
that's right. You turn 40, you have a kid. It's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? And how are they so much faster now than they were when I was younger?
I can only imagine. I felt the difference in my body at 25. So there it goes.
Yeah.
All right. So the podcast is Rise OBF. Rise, is it of the or just Rise of Black Fathers?
So it's The Rise of Black Fathers. You can find that on YouTube. You can Google that on to find our website and as well as podcast streaming platforms. And then all our social medias are Rise OBF.
All right. And make sure to check that out. We will be absolutely tuning in. And I feel strange asking this for obvious reasons, but if you guys are looking to have fathers or guests on your podcast, if that's possible, we would love to be on. But the title itself may not allow that. I you know what I'm saying? How do I navigate this frigging question? I'm not black. Am I allowed on? There you go.
You just made it weird, JP. Thanks.
No. But I ended with it, right? Okay.
Now, I think the beauty of our podcast is, even though it's called The Rise of Black Fathers, we all learn from each other.
That's right. We're all in this together.
Exactly. You know, if you're a father and you're molding young kids' minds, we can learn from you. You can learn from us. And all of this is perspective. And that's all we're trying to do.
Because I would love for you guys to ask us stupid questions. That would be amazing.
That would be awesome. There's a place for everybody on there. But it's like, okay, you know, there was a point in time where we were contemplating the rise of fathers and then the rise of black fathers. But, you know, the hosts that you see were two black men. So if we're going to dive into a niche, you know, the perspective that we have is coming from a black father or aspiring black father to be. So it's just like, you know, that was our whole purpose in going down that. But the topic and the season, there's going to be a lot of different things that is just about fatherhood as well. You know, there's some specific things that you're going to tell from our perspective, from just being black in general. But a lot of the things, they're so generalized and, you know, just to help you become a better man, a better person in general, a better father, a better partner. You know, we're touching all of these realms from how I visualize it as a child growing up. You know, even if I look back on myself growing up, I'm trying to, you know, what we're trying to do is provide those sort of resources and that education and inspiration to those children that don't have those resources or have those people in their lives, to growing all the way up to a teenager, you're an adult, you know, just to become a better man, better child, better person, to now you finally have a child. Okay, what do I do now? You got some people being real, being vulnerable, telling you really what it is, to even like partners, you know. I don't want to spoil what our season two is so much, but man, should I give it to him? No. Not and
definitely you can, not. Remember this. This episode's not dropping until like late September, October, man.
Don't drop it. We'll hold on to it a little bit.
We'll bring Glotta and get you guys back on. And we'll talk about season two.
There it goes.
That's probably the better way to go.
Season two is going to be something special.
And when maybe we can arrange to do it like live in person,
you know,
I mean, maybe we go to Vegas when you're all together. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Quan. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. We'll figure out what's best. Something special is happening season two. And then however we need to come back, you know, in person is always going to be better.
Yeah.
When the time comes, we can coordinate and figure out what works best.
Love it. Cool. Love it. All right, gentlemen. It's been real. It's been fun. I know we had a certain amount of time and we've pretty much reached that. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your guys' day to spread your message, share it with us and share it with all of our listeners. You all have heard it. The Rise OBF. Check out the podcast. By the time you are listening to my voice right now and seeing these faces, you can go check them out. You can listen to those podcasts. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. go Ducks, yeah. I guess.
Go Ducks, baby.
Hey, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Oh. Give a shout out real quick to Andy Giesman for making the connection with you guys and us. Like, he's a good friend of ours. And
that's my home.
The podcast. So, yeah.
Definitely.
And he takes good pictures.
Just want to say, I definitely tuned in to your podcast. I love what you're doing. I love the message. You know, keep it going. We need this. You know, this community of fathers. Oftentimes, we hear about the mothers talking and explaining their side of being a parent, but to hear the dad side, you know, it's needed. So I just wanted to give you kudos for having this platform and having this space and allowing us to jump on it.
Thanks, man. Thanks, yeah, I just really appreciate it. Yeah. It's we need more of it. And that's kind of what spurred and spawned what this is now with him. You know, it was a little project we were putting together for us to get through some difficult times we were having. along with the pandemic. And it has just snowballed into, wow, this was a very good idea. And maybe the world needs more of it, you know, the good dads and that message out there. So that's, you know, that's what has brought us all together today, man. Definitely. And kudos to you, Quan, for being that amazing dad, it sounds like to me. And JJ, I know you got it in you. I can't wait for that day when I hear that you got a little baby boy or girl coming into your life. It's going to be amazing. And until we do round two or meet together again for another one, I appreciate you guys coming on. You're amazing. And we hope to see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching, thank you for checking us out. Make sure you like, up, subscribe, do all that good stuff on our socials. And we will see you on the next episode. See ya.